I'm pleased to be joined by Renee Champagne from the Town of Cobourg's Engineering Department to talk about School Crossing Guard Appreciation Week. Renee, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, so I'm just doing a story on crossing guard. So I guess first question, it's like Crossing Guard Appreciation Week. Talk about how important it is to have the crossing guards in the town of Cobourg.
Well, it's extremely important, and you know, crossing guards are the first line of defense in keeping our kids safe, you know, to and from school. So it's very important that we have them there.
How are you doing in terms of getting crossing guards and keeping them? And I don't know if COVID had an impact on that, but where do you stand in terms of having enough?
Well, we do have enough guards presently. We have 10 guards in total, 8 of which are part-time seasonal employees, and we have 2 spare guards at the moment. We will be looking at recruiting more spares for September.
So if anyone's interested, can you talk about what the requirements are and how they could go about becoming one?
So really what's required and responsibilities of a crossing guard is to, you know, show up to work, maintain a professional demeanor. You know, you're escorting kids, so you're going to communicate with students and pedestrians, you know, monitor the flow of motor vehicles using good judgment, and using a stop sign to alert motorists in an upright position. We supply, the town of Cobourg supplies the stop sign as well as safety vests and whistles to keep everyone safe.
And I know, you know, some crossing guards have had concerns, and I've seen times, even recently, where cars will just go right through, even as the guards are out trying to get students to cross. Like, what can you say to, do you have any kind of message, I guess, to motorists in terms of the safety that's needed at these spots?
Absolutely. So, you know, definitely when the guard signals you to stop, all motorists and cyclists are required to stop. It's the law. You know, having parents not dropping students off and no stopping or no parking zones help for sure. Always checking before turning at intersections is another good one. And, you know, remaining stopped until the pedestrians and the guard have cleared the crossing. That's very important. The guard has the sign up. We do have flashing lights on the stop sign. It's just very important for the safety of our students and guards that motorists are paying attention.
Do you hear a lot of complaints from crossing guards about safety concerns?
In specific areas, we do have 2 guards at the location of Darcy and Elgin. It's very busy there, and there's a large area to cover. So there are 2 guards, one on the southeast corner and one on the southwest corner. Another really busy intersection or area is King Street East by CCI in Gummo. We do have 1 guard there at Abbott and King, and another one at Cottesmore. So those are busy areas. Same as Burnham. Burnham's busy. We have identified that there is speeding going on Burnham Street. So right now we've just actually are launching a pilot project in front of Burnham School. We do have pylons that we place out in no stopping and no parking areas so that our guards' sight lines are clear and, you know, protecting pedestrian safety from those parking on the street where they shouldn't and allowing kids to get out of the vehicles. So we're working with the school closely. We're also looking at installing, actually we're just waiting for them to come in, a delineator sign for right in the middle of the road. So approaching north and southbound of the crossing on Burnham and Elizabeth to alert motorists to slow down. So we're hoping that's going to help with the speeding there.
Excellent. Yeah, because it must just be such a concern, right, for everyone when it involves not only your guards, but especially the safety of students as well.
Absolutely.
Is there anything else you can tell me or want to tell me about crossing guards in Cobourg?
Just that, you know, they're unsung heroes, and our guards may not wear capes, but they're definitely superheroes in our
eyes. Renee, thanks again for joining me.
Great.
Okay.
Awesome. Take care.
Reporting for Northumberland 89.7 FM, I'm Jeff Gard.